Shabbos Nachmu, Tavshinayim Ches. The Parshas Drochim asks on Rashi, on the Sifrei that Rashi quotes. Rashi quotes the Ba'esahi Ve'ezchanan Hashem Ba'esahi Lemur. What's Ba'esahi Lemur? So Rashi says, it quotes the Sifrei. What's the idea? The idea is that once Moshe Rabbeinu came to Eretz Oig, Sichon Ve'Oig, and Le'achar Shekavashti Me'Sichon Ve'Oig Dimisi Shema'uter HaNeder, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him Rav Loch that was not Uter HaNeder. So the Parshas Drochim in Derech HaKodesh Drushmini asks, what does that mean? So he says like this, V'adovar Boror, the Kavonas Moisha Isa, Lefishaya Sovu She'eretz Sichon Ve'Oig Bechal Etzol. There Avinu was Moshe Rabbeinu, the Sichon Ve'Oig is Eretz Yisrael. And that's a taina, neither shooter michloloi, mixot uter kluloi. And that yes, klulifia emes, it's just one manishtaira sichon veog, betuel is all. And the question is, why wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu right? Why wasn't sichon veog, neither shooter michloloi, uter kluloi? Moshe Rabbeinu was not supposed to go to Israel, and he went into Eretz sichon veog. How is that possible? So he quotes and he says, Maria the rabbi, mikuyach kushazur otzaloimar. The Moshe thought that Sichon Ve'Oig has the din of Eretz Yisrael, and the truth is that Sichon Ve'Oig, which is ever held, and doesn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu was born. It was wrong because not Uter HaNeder. And he says that's a pella, because says the Pashtoch, for sure Sichon Ve'Oig, as we spoke in the Shurim before, for sure has the din of Eretz Yisrael. The only chisoinus that he has is that you can't bring Bikurim. And why can't you bring Bikurim? Right, because it's not as a rest of us chalvot vash, or like the Yerushalmi quotes a brisa, because Adom Hashem nosat tali Hashem v'lo shalakash lo talti me'atzmi. But be as a chshiyeh, he has kudushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Mishnah in Kelim, when the Mishnah describes Eretz Yisrael and the Eser Kedushas, he says Eretz Yisrael doesn't distinguish what part of Eretz Yisrael. And then the next one is about Rechoyma. Now, even the Medrash Rabbah that we quoted says the only difference is that you could be makriv on bomis. That's how the Kli Chemda learns it. Bomis is only muter in Eretz Yisrael, and only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Evra Yarden. But the Gab, everything else, it has a din of Eretz Yisrael. So why is not Uter HaNeder? The Choyra is only there, like Chazonish explained, that the Chisoran that we have by Eretz Sichon Ve'Oig is not in Kedushas Haaretz. Kedushas Haaretz is the same. That's why the Rambam quotes in Trumas that Eretz Yisrael, it says Eretz Yisrael is Nischalk El Shnei Chalok. There are two parts of Eretz Yisrael. One part that was conquered by Yeshua, and one part that was conquered by Ezra. But there is no distinguishment between what side of the Yarden it is. So then, Moshe Rabbeinu should be right. And then the Shuter Mechloloi, Uter Kuloi. And he says, is muchach that Eretz Ever Hayarden has the same kedusha? Because Lemoshel, the Ramban writes, why the parsha of Giulei Nochrim, the Giulei Midian, the concept of Agolas Kelim, is only said by Milchemes Midian? Why doesn't it say this by Milchemes Oigin Sichon that it was before? So yeah, because of Sichon, since parts of Eretz Yisrael has a loch of Kadli de Chaziri, the loch is it, in Milchemes Eretz Yisrael, he found treifas you could eat, so you could, there's no din Agolas Nochrim. Only by Midian, that's a separate man Milchoma, that's what he had. So he used to be Firush that he has a din of Milchoma of Eretz Yisrael. And also another riot, he says Rashi in Pirush HaTorah, when he says by the Kohanim, lo yelem chelek v'nachla imechov, chelek v'nachla, the Rambam says beferush the rabbis that the Kohanim don't have a chelik in Ever Hayarden either. So you see from all of this that Ever Hayarden has a kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And the question is why not neder shehuter michlol uter kulei? So says the Rosh Lobe, the Chido Sefer, its truth is it's some Sefer here also, and in some ways the Yeshua's Malkoi, that no. The reason why Ever Hayarden was not a violation of the neder, because Ever Hayarden is only in this Kaddish after you conquer Eretz Yisrael. So when Moshe Rabbeinu came to Ever Hayarden, which was Sichon Ve'Oig, the Kedusha was not Chal. The Kedusha is only Chal after your Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael. It's a derivative of the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. In Achrayim, the Kedusha is not different, but it's a derivative of the Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. By the way, you could see that for the mere fact that Bnei God and Bnei Reuven only got Ever Hayarden b'tnai that they went ahead and they conquered Eretz Yisrael. So the Kedusha of Ever Hayarden is only Chal after they conquered Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu went. There was no Kedusha. Now, interesting that Eretz Sichin Ve'oig chronologically come before Eretz Yisrael. That's why the Chalukah was also before, but the God with the Reuven got it before they divided Eretz Yisrael. But its Kedusha is only Chal after the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. It's a derivative of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. And the question is why? Why Evar Hayarden, the Kedusha is a derivative of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? That's question number one. Question number two is the following. It says in the Netziv that you know that the text of Luchos HaShniyos was different than Luchos HaRishonos. Because in Luchos HaRishonos, the text of Aseres HaDvorim is Aseres HaDibros, which are written in Parshas Yisroel. The Aseres HaDvorim of Luchos HaShniyos is what's written in Parshas Veschanan. And he says that's Muchach, because the Gemara Bekam asks, why doesn't say a test in Luchos HaRishonos? But it's Mashmah that he does say a test by Luchos HaShniyos, was Leman Itavloch. So you see, Beferush, the Leman Itavloch is a text of Parshas Veschanan. In Parshas Yisroel, it's not. So you see, there's Luchos HaRishonos is one, Luchos HaShniyos is the other. So says the Netziv, when Klal Yisrael got the Luchos HaShniyos, they were shocked because it came out with a text which they didn't hear. But the word is, so that's why by Luchos HaRishonos it says, Asher Dibar Hashem Imochem Bochar Beta. Imochem means to you. But on Luchos HaShniyos is Anoichi Oimed Ben Hashem Ben Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu heard, and he was the transmitter to Klal Yisrael. Because Zohir Veshomer, the Gemara says, right? Zohir says Luchos HaRishonos, Shomer Luchos HaShniyos. Says the Gemara that Bedibur Echa Nemru. Explains the Netziv, which means that Klal Yisrael couldn't hear. They only heard an echo. They heard like a static noise. Moshe Rabbeinu, what was the Madrego of his Paklare Amira, he got both, Luchos HaRishonos and Luchos HaShniyos. And therefore, after Luchos HaShniyos, he says, Es advorim ha'ele dibar Hashem el kol halche bahar mito yichoyesh. This is what Hashem said bahar. Vayichtev emalush luchos avonim veitim alayim. And he wrote and he gave it to me. Question is asking the Netziv, what's the pasuk saying? For sure, he just said Aseres HaDibros. The Ksivas Aseres HaDibros was only after 40 days. So what's Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Because then he says, Ve'ikir shomachem es hakol mitoch ha'esh, that you are afraid. What does this pasuk say? What's the pasuk coming to add? Says the Netziv, because Klalis were very skeptical. They just now got Luchos HaShniyos, which that's not the test that they heard. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu is made as advorim ha'ile, what's written here, diber Hashem el kol kalcha b'char b'tochet. That's what Hashem said. I heard you didn't hear that. Va'ichtev, I mean, this is what Ruchos, al shnei Ruchos avon v'itnim alai. Moshe Rabbeinu had to say that because Klal Yisrael never heard that. So he has to say that this is advorim asher diber Hashem. That's how the Netziv goes. It goes to explain throughout the parsha how this is very meduyak. And the question is, why? So it comes out that Luchos HaRishonos they heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu or from Moshe Rabbeinu, Midin Ispaklaria, Midin Shechina Medebes B'toch Kroenu. But Luchos HaShniyos is Moshe Rabbeinu heard and he had to tell them because they didn't hear, they heard only static noise. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do Luchos HaShniyos in such a way? The Netziv has a little mehalach on this, but I want to focus on this kasha. Why is it mediated through Moshe Rabbeinu? Now, on the first kasha, that why Sichon Ve'oig is not a violation of the Shvua. So the Maharal writes, the Maharal says, you know why? Omnam lifi ha'emes lo nizbat l'hashvua. Right? So the Chiddush says, because the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael is only Chal after the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael. The Maharal says differently. Because Mashe Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo saviyu es hakol al ha'aretz asher nizbati l'avoisam hayal ikar ha'aretz. Only Ikar Haaretz Moshe Rabbeinu could not come. Vehu Me'ever HaYarden V'Hala, and that's the west side of Eretz Yisrael. In the east of the Yarden, even though it has the same Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, is not called Mi Ikar Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, what does the Maral mean, Mi Ikar Eretz Yisrael? First of all, what does the Chiddush mean that the Kedusha of Ever HaYarden is only Chal after Eretz Yisrael? Why is it the derivative? Is the same Kedusha? And why does the Maral hold that the Ever Eretz Yisrael is not Mi'ikar Haaretz. What does Mi'ikar Haaretz? The Parsha Zohar was just Mokiach, that the Kedusha is the same. And then the second kasha, why Luchos HaShniyos had to be mediated through Moshe Rabbeinu. And the third question is what the Miri. We know the Pasuk says, As Yovdil Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mavdil, Sholosh, the Sholosh Ayores of, the Sholosh Ayores of Ir Miklat. Even though the Pasuk says, the Shesh Arya Miklat, so says Rashi, even though the Arya Miklat are only koilet when you have six, Moshe Rabbeinu still did it. Even though they were not functional until he conquered the other ones. And the question is why? So says the Meiri. The Meiri is in Masechta Makis, is on the Daftes Amud Beis. He says like this, even though the three Moshe Rabbeinu separate Never Yarden, koidem lo oisem sheberetz Kanan, before Eretz Kanan, lo yukolta shudur lacheirus. They did not function, they could not work to accept Rotzchim until the six were in place. Shdema shesh ore beklatiena. Okay? Ad shiukulun kolosiat. Volo yivdir lan Moshe Rabbeinu. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu separate them if they were not functional? Liklot miyada lekai mitzaz avd. Because there's a mitzvah of havdola. There's a mitzvah to be vavdi as yovdil Moshe. So there's the mitzvah of Havdolah. He did this only for the sake of the mitzvah of Havdolah. Homar hoilu b'ayilu yodi. Since I have the chance to do the mitzvahs of Havdolah, even though they don't work, akayimena. And then the Torah says that when Mashiach will come, will be another three Ari Miklat. But interestingly enough, the six Ari Miklat work independent of the next three. But the three Ari six Ari Miklat only work in tandem. But Moshe Rabbeinu had something called the mitzvahs of Havdolah. The question, what does that mean? Interestingly enough, the Ramban says, if you look as the Avdil Moshe, the Sholosh Yorim, and then he starts teaching Klal Yisrael the mitzvahs. And the fourth is, he wanted to show this as a paradigm, the ability to say, okay, we're going to Klal Yisrael, let's start doing mitzvahs. So he did the first mitzvah that he got the chance to do, which is mitzvahs Havdol Ari Miklat, and then he prepared Klal Yisrael for the mitzvahs that they will make time to go to Yisrael. That becomes almost this Ari Miklat, this Havdolas Ari Miklat, becomes in essence like a prototype, a preparation for all the mitzvahs. Why Ari Miklat Moshe Rabbeinu? What does mitzvahs Havdol mean? To answer all of this, we'll go to explain what the Megalamukas writes in this parsha. We know that the Megalamukas is a sefer on the field of Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Vizchanan. The Megalamukas that we are using is the one he wrote all in the field of Moshe Rabbeinu. He wrote 252 pshotim, what Moshe Rabbeinu really meant in the tefillah, what kind of kavanos or kind of intentions he had that he was so eager to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the reason he wrote 252 is because it's the gematria of Rav Loch. Rav Loch means HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Rabbeinu enough. And the tradition is that he planned to write 1,000 pirushim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu came in a dream and said, enough, Rav Loch. And he passed away right before Shabbos Nachmu. Right? He always passed away in the week before Shabbos Nachmu. And the word is because that's the idea, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Rav Loch, enough, and that's 252 pshatim. So Luchos HaShniyos explains the Megalamukas. And Megalamukas is Neufel Kuf Chof Hei. Explain the Megalamukas. What Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael so much? And he explains because if you look at Luchos HaShniyos and Luchos HaRishonis, Luchos HaRishonis came from Bina, Luchos HaShniyos come from Tevuna. What is the difference between Bina and Tevuna? So he quotes the Zohar in Parsha Sazin, the Afresh Tzadik Amud Beis, the Zohar says, Bina is Ben, the Shem Ben, Yud Hei. Which means the Shem Ben, because Bina is Dovar Mitoch Dovar, is the relationship with somebody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the ability. And the word is the following. Says the Ramchal in Sefer HaKlolim, that there is the spiritual dimension of the world which guides and informs and actually animates the physical. The physical are the sixth physical dimension, the dimension of Shabbos, which connects it all together. But there is the spirituality that guides, that informs, that is the background to it. That's called the Moichin. Now, Bina is Dovar Mitoich Dovar. Bina is called the Ima, the mother, because she is the one who creates, as I've told you, Bina is Dovar Mitoich Dovar, that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it creates a projection of Mekablim. That's why Bina is the Shem Nun Beis. Nun Beis is Yud Kei Vav Kei, And the spelling, which is also Yud-Kivav, Kibiyachal, the two Yud-Kivav is one in the other. There is a Kodesh Bohu, and the Mekabrim, they get the Hashem Tzilcha, they get the reflection, they get the Hashpo. That's the idea of the Moichin, which is a Kodesh Bohu himself, and he projects himself into the world that exists. Bina is the Shem Beis Nun, which is that projection. Yud Hei, and Yud Hei is Ruchnius. Yud is the point which Ruchni, and Hei is a Dalet and a Yud. So the Yud is there informing the Dalet. This is called Bina, and that relates on the spiritual. Actually, affects. It can be perceived in the physical. That's the concept of Nisim. That's why Nisim is always number 8, because there is a 7-dimensional physical. There's one dimension of the spiritual that guides, informs, illuminates, and animates the physical. And when that Yud shines, which is the point of Ruchnius, that's called Bina, Ben Yud Hei. And that is the concept of Nisim Boilam Hazeh. That there is Galus of the Moichin Boilam Hazeh. And that's Luchos Rishonis. Luchos Rishonis is Luchos Elohim. It's Masa Elohim. The word Ma'insenes Benesa Yoimdim. It's a Gilu of Ruchnius Boilam Hazeh, a clarity of that. But then there is such a thing called Tvuna. Tvuna says the Zohar. What does Tvuna mean? That's when the mother does not give birth to the baby. What she does is she's nursing the baby, says the Zohar. Hashta Islistakola. Bina, there is Bina that you just explained, the Ikrei Tvuna, the apostle calls it Tvuna. Amai Ikrei Tvuna, if Bina has a, is Ben Yuhei, what's the Pshat in Tvuna? V'loi Bina, Ela Tvuna Ikrei B'shaita Diyan Kiritrimonin. When she is Meinekes, when she nurses her two sons, which is the Ben Ubas, Ben is the physical Noisen, those are the 6 meters, and Bas is the creation of the Mekabalim, to be Mekabal, the physical Hashpo. That's Ben Ubas. The Inun, Vov and Hei, that's the Vov, the Hamshoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the physical, which is the Hei. Vaishaita, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nurses, the spiritual doesn't shine, but the physical, spiritual nurses, animates, is Mashpia, but Bederech Seiser, that's called Tvuna. Tvuna is Ben Bas Vofei. The Chulal Kolibil Nasven is all included in the words of Tvuna. Ben Bas Inun Vofei. Vechuda Klole, this is puts all together. That's why the Ben Bas share a base, because that's the Ribuy of Olam Hazeh, that the Nois and the Mekabal are connected. So that's why Tvuna is one Ben for Ben Bas plus Vov and Hei. Kodesh Baruch is Mashpia. So that is the Moichin, that's the Gilui of Ruchnius, the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that it is Megale in a clear way, but is the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he nurses, he animates, he guides the world. That's Luchos HaShniyos. Luchos HaShniyos is a Luchos that you have to go is Ma'ase Moshe Rabbeinu. But through our learning, through Hashpo, we can reach and understand and reach the Ruchnius, which is embedded in it. It's Beyochol, Kebeyochol, Ruchnius is the one that animates Luchoshnius. Kebeyochol, the Ksava, Michtav, Michtav, Eloikim, is Chorus ala Luchos, and the Luchos is Ma'ase Moshe Rabbeinu. These two, Luchos HaRishonis and Luchos HaShniyos, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to bring the Madrega of Luchos HaRishonis, is the Gilui of clarity of Ruchnius Boilam Hazeh. It's not that it animates Olam HaZeh, the Luchos is the Gilui Shamayim, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, is the ultimate Gilui Shamayim, which is Paklari Amira. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, to come to Eretz Yisrael, to bring Luchos HaRishonis to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the world of Gashmi. In the Midbar was Ashgocha, was Nisim all the time, was the Hashpo Bina, which is Luchos HaRishonis. He wanted to bring their Hashpo into Eretz Yisrael, to the world of physical, to bring the ultimate. That's why, by the way, this Bina Tvuna says the Megala Mukas. That's why the Pasuk, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Luchu, saw the Gilu Shamayim Belabas Eish. Belabas is Luchois, Bina, and Tvuna. That Labas Eish, the fire of Hashem, is the Luchois, which is the Gilui and the Kesher to Klal Yisrael, Bina, and Tvuna, Luchos HaRishonis and Luchos HaShniyos. He says, by the way, that's the Pasuk in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Mayim Amukim Eitza Belevish. There is a deeper thing, which is the Eitza Belevish. Eitza Belevish, the Eitza, which is the clear advice, Belevish, is Bina. But the Pasuk says, And that's Luchos HaRishonis, which is Eitz Samirocho. It's like somebody who is much bigger giving an advice. You hear the advice, you see the advice. But by Luchos HaShnios, it says, V'ishtvunois idlena. The Ishtvunois doesn't get the Eitz HaRishonis, he has to draw it out because it's buried, it's hidden. He has to draw it out. Ishtvunois idlena. That's what the post says. Goi oivad eitzah sema. They lost the eitzah because Luchos HaRishonis were lost. Oivad eitzah sema. Ein bahem tvuna. After the Churban, they didn't have in them the tvuna, because but the Luchos were not lost. Luchos HaRishonis were buried. That's the idea of the difference between tvuna and bina. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why he says, Hata achiloisa le'aros es avdecha achiloisa. Is the oysters of Luchos. You've shown us the Luchos. Let me bring the madrig of Luchos of Eretz Yisrael, of Luchos HaRishonis to Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Ravloch, you have enough. So says the Begal Mukuzet means Ravloch, that you can't come to Eretz Yisrael. Because Luchos HaShnius to come to Eretz Yisrael will be the clarity, and Klal Yisrael then would not be able to do any Paris. Because once you have such clarity, what Chidush can you add? The idea of bringing Paris in Eretz Yisrael is precisely because you don't have Luchos HaRishonis. We have only Luchos HaShnius. Because it's buried, that Eitzah is only animating, and we have to draw it out. And that's our Avoida. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, you could be framing Eretz Yisrael. You could be in Ever Hayarden, which has Kedush of Eretz Yisrael, but it's Ravloch. That's enough. It's too much for you. Which means that in this, it's too much. There's nothing to add. So there's no Paris. That's why Ever Hayarden has no Paris. And Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in Ever Hayarden. That's why Ever Hayarden also can't build a bomber. Because you can't connect. It's all directly connected. But the Chiddush HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you can bring Luchos HaRishonis, but Luchos HaRishonis who frame Eretz Yisrael. The idea of framing is that even though it don't, but Luchos HaRishonis is what you get that gives you an idea where you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to reach. Luchos HaRishonis become the model, the paradigm, the framing of Luchos HaShnius to tell you how far Luchos HaShnius have to grow. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in Ever HaYarden, because Ever HaYarden is the Eretz Yisrael, which doesn't give Paris, is the Eretz Yisrael that has embedded Bina, which is Luchos HaRishonis. But always Luchos HaRishonis were given, even though it doesn't say a test and they were supposed to be broken, because you have to show that light to create a blueprint to where we have to go. That's why Ever HaYarden is a toitzoh of Eretz Yisrael. The only reason we have Ever HaYarden is to allow Eretz Yisrael to function. But it has to be before Eretz Yisrael. So it comes out Givaldik. That's why Parshas Zohar says the Kedusha is only Chal after Eretz Yisrael, because the only reason need a Yavarin is to serve Eretz Yisrael, but it comes beforehand, because once you have Luchos HaRishonis, you can have Luchos HaShnius. That's why Maral says, Ikar Eretz Yisrael is to do the Paris, to be Oived, that's the Mokom Avoida, is Davka Luchos HaShnius. So even though Eretz Yisrael, there's a Kedusha, but Eretz Yisrael, they can't produce Paris, it's a Madrig of Luchos HaRishonis, it frames Luchos HaShnius, but in itself is not enough. That is also the pshat why Luchos HaShnius had to come through Moshe Rabbeinu. Because Luchos HaShnius is Bechinas Bina can only function if it comes from Luchos HaShnius, which is Bechina Tvuna, the Vov and Hey, the Ben Ubas, can only function if it comes through Bina. Bina is what frames it and allows Tvuna to take place. That's why the Luchos HaShnius had Davka to come through Moshe Rabbeinu. They don't have a life on their own. The same way that the soul has to be framed and has to come through Ever HaYarden, has to always be after Ever HaYarden, Luchos HaShnius have to come through Moshe Rabbeinu. And those are the idea of the Ore Miklat. The Ore Miklat is that Moshe Rabbeinu did the Havdalah, and to allow the Ore Miklat to work. So Moshe Rabbeinu prepared the ground to allow Klal Yisrael to do the Ore Miklat, to let him work. Moshe Rabbeinu enabled the Ore Miklat to work, because Eretz Yisrael is Ever HaYarden, which allowed us to function Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Oig is the idea that it allows us. That's why the Megal HaMukis says before in Doifen Revi that one of the reasons Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael, Another reason is because he wanted to be mevatel etzer hara shel avodah zarah. We know that Yeshua wanted to, had a tain on Yeshua. Why wasn't he mevatel the etzer hara shel avodah zarah? And he said because he didn't have the zchus of Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the only place which is shayach avodah zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu is paklari hamira wanted to take away bichlal the ability to have avodah zarah. Luchos Hashniyos is the mokum where avodah zarah can be chal, and the clarity of Luchos Hashniyos is the reason. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, Ravloch, you'll be in Ever HaYarden, and Ever HaYarden will give the koyach to Klal Yisrael to fight avodah zarah. That's why he is Mul Beis Peor. Moshe Rabbeinu is the koach, that his havdalah is what makes Ari Miklat work, and may HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow us indeed to get, when a person always arrives to the emes, that his pshat is mechuvan keneged luchos harishonos, the Gemara uses the lashon of Moshe Shapir Komart.